KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Sundance Film Festival announced that they will be looking at other cities' proposals to host the film festival now that their contract with Park City is up for renewal. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, BYU will introduce the new basketball coach, Kevin Young, 7 o'clock tonight at the Marriott Center. So far, a lot of positive reaction at BYU. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Traffic coming to a crawl westbound on I-215 South Belt from Highland over to about 1300 East in the Fort Union area, and delays westbound on the 201 between I-15 and Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's going to be a chilly one tonight. Clear skies down to 37 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
57 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. On U.S. military aid to Ukraine, among other things, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll hold votes on 4 separate measures.
80% of the money that would be allocated in this legislation is for replenishment of our own weapons and stocks. I mean, this is something that makes sense. What we're doing is funding America's industrial defense base.
Senate Majority Democrats voted quickly to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans miffed, but says Senator John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democrat.
This was just like a really bad show that I was forced to watch.
Former President Trump's campaign says fellow Republicans who use his name and image must split at least 5% of money raised with his fundraising committee. An undetected low battery charge can cause loss of electrical functions like driving power. In some recent model years of Bronco, Sport, and Maverick, says Ford, recalling hundreds of thousands. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Arizona's legislature has once again blocked the repeal of a century-old abortion ban. The state Supreme Court gave the green light for the 1864 law to be enforced earlier this month. And joining us live, KTAR news reporter Heidi Hommel from Phoenix, who's been following the story closely. Heidi, thanks for joining us. I mean, we know the top line. The Supreme Court ruled, the legislature votes. But as you've been covering this, what is the public reaction in Arizona?
Well, thank you for having me on. And the sentiment we're really hearing from the public is that most Arizonans are against this 1864 abortion ban. Actually, when the state Supreme Court ruling came down, we had a lot of Republican legislators saying that they were against it as well. So it's interesting that the legislature is not able to make much headway in repealing this law we've had on the books since 1864.
So it's unpopular, and the lawmakers continue to block the repeal. What's going on in the legislature? Is this political maneuvering?
It sure seems that way. So I was on the House floor this morning, and House Democrats, just as they did last week, they're only meeting once a week right now on Wednesday. So the news came down of the abortion ban last Tuesday, and the legislature tried on Wednesday to repeal the ban and were unsuccessful. They were blocked by Republicans, and the exact same thing happened in the Arizona House today. Republicans did not allow House Democrats to even get a vote on a bill that would repeal the near-total abortion ban. Now, this bill was introduced at the beginning of the session and hasn't gotten a single read all session. Democrats have actually tried to repeal this abortion ban for the last 6 years and just haven't been able to in the legislature.
Heidi, this law is from 1864, long before Arizona became a state. Am I correct?
Correct.
And it is a near-total abortion ban. By near-total, what is allowed?
It only allows abortion if the mother's life is in danger. There are no exceptions for rape or incest. So, no abortions, essentially, unless the mother's life is in danger. But what we're hearing from doctors is that they're afraid to treat some patients, if a woman's having a miscarriage, per se. They don't want to get in trouble for helping a woman have an abortion if she's having a miscarriage, but maybe that fetus still has a heartbeat.
The story continues in Arizona. KTAR News reporter Heidi Hommel, we appreciate you providing some insight.